New York Senator Charles Schumer says the country needs a consensus nominee, not someone who would tear the country apart. But South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says he expects Bush to make good on his pledge to name a strict constructionist, well-qualified conservative. Along the northwestern edge of Los Angeles, firefighters not making progress against a wildfire that now covers 17,000 acres or more. The blaze threatens hundreds of homes. Evacuation shelters are now open in Los Angeles and Ventura counties. One man who responded to the evacuation order says he wasn't going to get stupid about it. A lot of people deciding to leave, apparently in part because of what happened with Hurricane Katrina on the Gulf Coast. Business owners in the French Quarter of New Orleans and other sections of town have returned to look at the damage from two hurricanes and to start cleaning up. Residents of those neighborhoods will be allowed to return starting tomorrow. Meanwhile, New Orleans police say they will look into reports that some of their own officers took part in looting after Hurricane Katrina. Three suicide bomb attacks north of Baghdad claimed the lives of at least 60 people today and wounded dozens of others. Earlier, five U.S. soldiers were killed in an explosion in western Iraq. A federal judge has pictures of detainee abuse in Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison must be released. The government had argued the pictures could damage America's image and spark more terrorist violence. In a 50-page decision, the judge said terrorists in Iraq and Afghanistan have proven they, quote, do not need pretext for their barbarism. The American Civil Liberties Union sought the release of 87 photographs and four videotapes as part of the lawsuit filed almost 2 years ago. The ACLU contends prisoner abuse is systemic. Some of the photos have become public. The lawsuit covers others which have not yet been seen. A U.S. District Court clerk spokesman says a Pentagon analyst charged with leaking classified information is going to plead guilty. Lawrence Franklin will apparently plead guilty on passing information to an Israeli official and two members of a pro-Israeli lobbying group. Mortgage rates at their highest level in 5 months. Nationwide average 30-year fixed-rate mortgages just over 5.9%. This is Air America Radio News.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. 5. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for joining in for the program tonight as we once again come to you from the studios of Air America Radio in New York City. We will be here tonight, tomorrow night, and then back to Atlanta. To our humble little radio facilities down there, you may have noticed that the program sounds a little strange the past 4 days. That's because Kathy, our producer, is not adding the energy that she usually adds to the program. Of course, there's a great staff here at Air America facilities, but they're busy with important things. We will be back into the regular swing of things Monday coming, I believe. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Feel free to join in anytime you like. There are some items here that I want to bring up, but in waiting for Sam to close out the majority report this evening, I had about 15 or 20 minutes after I did my show prep, and I was sitting in the kind of the green room area here at the Air America Radio Network studios, reading today's A section of the New York Times. And this is kind of a bummer. If you really don't want to hear anything depressing, I would suggest you just maybe, you know, back off for about 5 minutes, because this is pretty grim. And there's a, you know, it's such a pretty day. It was rainy here in New York today, but it cleared up in the late afternoon. Really gorgeous. It's going to be gorgeous the next few days. All over the East Coast, I believe, is going to be great weather. Fall is here. Good things to think about. So if you are in that kind of a mindset and you don't want to be bummed out, the next 5 minutes you might want to go do something else. So I'm reading the Times and I turn to page 3. You know, Turkey wants to join the European Union. I don't, obviously, you know, the economic and trade reasons are pretty, pretty blatant. But Turkey's a Muslim country and, it's about as much a part of Europe as the United States is. But still, the Turks want to join. Okay, so they're going through this process where over the past few years and over the next few, they're being investigated to see what their policies are, domestic and foreign, especially how they run interior ministries in their country. Turkey's psychiatric hospitals, according to this this report, are riddled with horror stories that you wouldn't believe. If you've got the Times, go to page A3 and read this. They use raw electroshock as a form of punishment, according to a human rights report issued in Istanbul yesterday. This is totally disconnected to anything that I had planned tonight. Like I said, I was just sitting in the green room looking at the Times, and I saw this. And it's just killer stuff, man. I wonder often, about how we humans can be so vile. The report about the Turks and their so-called mental health facilities it details an awful lot of abuses, but it said the most disturbing involved the use of electroconvulsive therapy, ECT, without anesthesia as a form of punishment. I've never had ECT, but I know some friends who have, and of course you're sedated, you're anesthetized. I've had one friend that has. I shouldn't say friends, plural. And done in the right conditions, I think ECT is probably an acceptable therapy, but it's being used as a form of punishment. The report by the Human Rights Organization describes patients being dragged to electroshock therapy in straitjackets and forcibly held down during the procedure. The director of the electroconvulsive therapy department at one hospital in Turkey said, quote, if we use anesthesia, the ECT won't be as effective because they won't feel punished, end quote. All right, so far it's just, you know, more adult atrocity on more adults. It's ungodly. It's beyond language, as far as I'm concerned, to read this stuff. It's hard to describe, but here it comes. Much of the documented abuse, according to the Times article, took place in orphanages and rehabilitation centers, you can put quotes around that, for children with developmental or intellectual disabilities. Investigators saw emaciated and neglected children, many of whom had behavioral problems that were likely to have been the result of mistreatment rather than pre-existing illness. One of the investigators said, we saw children who were essentially abandoned, starving, tied down to their beds. Adding that investigators had not been allowed to see the worst wards. Photographs and videos taken at the Sare Rehabilitation Center, the largest of Turkey's government-run rehabilitation centers, shows skeletal children, some with plastic water bottles taped over their hands to prevent them from biting off their own fingers. And then there's a photograph of a kid here. Look at page A3 in today's Times. See the kid laying in the bed? Looks to be about, what, 5, 6 years old? Look at those bottles taped around his hands. Times says, although the center keeps no mortality records, a footnote in the report notes that the large number of admissions without a corresponding number of discharges suggests that many children die at the center. One of the people involved in this report, a guy named Rosenthal, says, we believe there's a very high death rate in these facilities. And then, of course, officials at Turkey's Directorate for Social Service and Child Protection could not be reached for comment. I don't know. Like I said, it's a complete bummer. You read an article like this, and you go, "Oh Jesus, I'm going to have to go insane now because my mind can't contain thoughts of this kind of abuse to little kids, you know." And then you think, "No, I can't go insane." Somehow we've developed, haven't we? Human beings have evolved. I know some of you hate that word. No, not people listening to this program. But some people hate that word. Human beings have evolved to the point where we can bear witness to atrocities that are beyond belief and still stay alive. Again, I think of Elie Wiesel's book, Night. I think of all the atrocities reported subsequent to World War II. But this stuff goes on, and probably on just about on a global basis on the same scale. But when you see photographs of children, I guess the reason it's caught my attention is because a federal judge today ordered the release of more Abu Ghraib photos and videos, and horrible things now are going to come crawling into America's collective psyche. More horrible demons of torture. And I just wonder how much we could take sometimes. I really do. How much we as a society can take, but also how much we can take individually. Many times I think I've reached my max out point where I read an article like this and the reference to the abuse of children. Can you imagine electroshocking children as a form of punishment? Jesus, God in heaven. But this photograph of this kid, it's going to take a while to get this this image out of my mind. So why don't you take a look at it too? See how long it takes you to get this image of this child. It's on page A3 of today's Times. See how long it takes for you to get that image out of your head once you've seen it. Oh man, I'm sorry, big bummer to start the program with, right? My bad. Let's take a break. We'll come back and talk about happy things like time delay.
You lock the door, throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard and often, which is the whole idea of Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor, the highlight reel of funny. And right now, you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks and even helps you lose weight. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. So call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After 3 free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we'll bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Past the hour. I got an email here from Pamela, and she's part of an organization. She is the organizer in Washington State, Solar Energy. There's a website here for those of you who live in Washington State or any place. There's a tour coming up. The use of solar energy is growing, she writes, and that's one place we can put our energy in a way that's positive and life-affirming. Saturday, October 1st, during the American Solar Energy Society's National Solar Tour, there'll be events around the country. Check this out. There's two websites here. One is Solar Washington. Hello? Where'd the music come from? One is solarwashington.org. Check it out, solarwashington.org. And if you want to find something going on in your local community, go to ASES.org. And Pamela asked me to announce that, so there you have it. Email from Martha. She says, Mr. Malloy, I agree with you about Republicans. I dislike everything about their politics, and without doubt, George Bush is an inarticulate interloper and the worst person to be in the Oval Office in my lifetime. I'm 77. They stole the election in 2000, and I've been depressed ever since. I hope you will hear my message. I'm a Christian and a liberal Democrat. That's not an oxymoron. Our local Methodist church raised $40,000 for Katrina victims. I believe in gay rights, women's right to choose, the end of racism, the end of poverty, no prayer in the schools, etc., etc. My message, I wish you would not use such harsh rhetoric against religion in general. I'm sorry that sometime in your life your church or its members must have let you down in a profound way. I respect your right to be an agnostic. The problem is that the conservative folk already say that Democrats are against God and country, etc. Of course, they are hypocrites. The Bible calls their kind Pharisees, and if Jesus were to appear today, they would indict Jesus. I just fear that painting religion with a broad brush only feeds their false premises. Can you soften your views on true Christianity, please? And Martha listens via the Quake in San Francisco. Martha, all I can say is regarding your last sentence, can you soften your views on true Christianity? I think I have shown nothing over the years in talk radio but deep respect for true Christianity. That's the difference. What I talk about over and over and over again is the false Christianity that the Republican Party has invented and created. As far as my own views on religion, no, I am totally anti-religion. It's not a question of being agnostic. It's a question of being just thoroughly and deeply against a religious belief system. I think it's done more damage in the history of the human race than all religion than it has done good. Now, which is not to say that your Methodist church or you, Martha, are not your church is not a wonderful organization, and you're not a good person. There are people and local churches and true believers who do try to follow honorable and ethical precepts through their through a religious structure. And I think that's wonderful. I really do. But when I talk about religion as being a force of darkness and evil and death and destruction and murder and chaos, which I truly believe it is, I take the longer view and look back over as much human history as I've been exposed to as a student. And what I see is a trail of corpses and blood and death and horror and disease intentionally inflicted. Everything from the Inquisition to the Crusades to whatever evil atrocities Muslims have done, Hindus have done. If you look at the Old Testament, what the Hebrews did, just the utter slaughter of babies and people and humans because they wanted their land. So no, I think religion overall, Martha, is a vile, vile concept. I think the whole idea is just dark and murderous. As far as living an ethical life that has within it some sort of religious hook, that's fine. I have no problem with that. And I do try to have soft views on true Christianity. To me, true Christianity are just simply people who follow the teachings of Christ, just like true anything is, when you have an avatar or a leader who says, hey, be nice to everybody. Okay, fine. So, no, I'm sorry we part company on the issue of religion, Martha, but I think it's a horrible, destructive, vicious construct. But thanks for writing.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just talked with one of our customers named Diane, who had already lost over 30 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in. And safely and without being hungry, and as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-280-4870. 1-888-280-4870. That's 1-888-280-4870. Also available at select GNC stores.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Can you believe these gas prices? They are really going to keep us indoors this fall.
Well, I'm tired of looking at these plain walls. They need a fresh coat of paint.
Okay, I'll go to the warehouse store and pick some up.
Oh, no. Remember what happened last time? Let's go to Ace Hardware instead. They have excellent advice, and their high-quality Ace Royal paint comes in thousands of colors.
And look at this Ace Circular promoting the Harvest of Colors paint sale in October. It says we can get $10 back by mail-in rebate for every 2 gallons of Ace Royal paint we buy, and there's no limit.
With no limit, we can paint the entire house.
Available at participating Ace Hardware stores through October 31st.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures. Cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
It's about 26 before the hour. Judith Miller, who has the Times reporter who's been jailed since July 6th in this Valerie Plame case for refusing to testify, I guess. I'm still not clear on why she was jailed. I think Judith Miller is a cheerleader for death and destruction. She was one of the people who wrote for the Times and tried to make valid the lies that George Bush used to take us into war. So I'm not sure why Judith Miller was locked up. Ostensibly, it was because she refused to talk about her sources in the Valerie Plame case, even though she never wrote anything about the issue. Fitzgerald, the prosecutor in this case, Patrick Fitzgerald, had asked her or had subpoenaed her to testify, and she refused, and she went to jail. Well, she was released today after her lawyers reached an agreement with Fitzgerald to testify before a grand jury investigating the whole situation. This is according to the New York Times itself. She was freed after spending more than 12 weeks in jail, and this decision of hers that got her released, her decision to testify came, according to the Times, came after she obtained what she described as a waiver offered voluntarily and personally by a source who said she was no longer bound by any pledge of confidentiality she had made to him. She said the source had made clear that he genuinely wanted her to testify. And that source is I. Lewis Libby, Cheney's chief of staff. Miller's testimony is supposed to occur by no later than Friday. She had a meeting at the jail in, where was she? In Northern Virginia, I believe. She had a meeting in the jail with Patrick Fitzgerald, the prosecutor in the case, to discuss what her testimony was going to be. Yada, 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 yada. So I'll be very curious to see what comes of this, won't you? Again, I know Judith Miller has been held up as someone who was trying to protect the sanctity of not revealing sources. Okay, I'm duly impressed. By the same token, Judith Miller is one of the propagandists who using, what was his name, Ahmed Shalabi, was it Shalabi, who is now the oil minister of Iraq, a convicted felon, a fugitive. Shalabi, I believe it was Shalabi, who provided all the false information to Judith Miller. He was one of her key sources. Miller is also one of the darlings of the Bush crime family. And, you draw your own conclusions from this. Either Judith Miller has learned the hard way that when you deal with demons and snakes, you're going to be cursed and bitten. Maybe she wanted a 3-month vacation. I don't know. And I'm not trying to be a smartass here. I can't figure out the whole Judith Miller thing. This is a woman who used her position at the New York Times to bang the drum to take us to war. And I'm going to assume that she knew the premises upon which this invasion were based were false, were lies, were deceptions. Looking at Judith Miller as some sort of a heroine, to me, is bat squeeze. I think she's a warmonger. I think she's partly responsible for all the deaths that have occurred. If that's too harsh, too bad. As far as her being jailed for not revealing her sources, come on, for Christ's sake, everybody knew who her sources were. Fitzgerald knew who her sources were. Fitzgerald understands that this nest of vipers and thugs and thieves and killers in the White House, every one of them, Cheney, Libby, Rove, Bush, all of them. So I don't quite get the Judy Miller thing. Maybe it's I don't know. Maybe she's got a book in the works or something. You know, who knows? But anyway, she was released from jail today and is going to testify on Friday. Oh, well. Tom DeLay is now blaming an editorial in a newspaper, the Austin American-Statesman. It's the newspaper's fault that his useless bug-eating ass has been indicted on felony charges. He says an editorial in the Austin American-Statesman pressured the prosecutor in this case into indicting him. Huh? DeLay said today, as a matter of fact, it was this renewed political pressure in the waning days of his hollow investigation that led to this morning's action. Ronnie Earle, the prosecutor, had been mentioned, had not been mentioned in the editorial. It was published September 11th. It questioned why, DeLay had not been mentioned. The editorial questioned why Ronnie Earle's probe had resulted in indictments of organizations, but not individuals. DeLay was not even mentioned by name. Now, the editorial page editor for the American Statesman in Austin said the newspaper was doing its job in writing the opinion piece. The editor, Arnold Garcia, said, "We're commenting on an item of public interest, but you should never forget the newspaper didn't indict Mr. DeLay. A grand jury did." The editorial said that Earle and the grand jury may have had good reason for indicting only organizations, but the editorial said, quote, "Time is running out, and on the face of it, the felony indictments returned last week against the Texas Association of Business and the non-existent Texans for a Republican Majority Political Action Committee are disappointing." The Tom DeLay was not mentioned by name, nor was there any allusion to him. But DeLay is such a brain-damaged, from breathing too much parathion, a brain-damaged, really, really, really a vicious thug. And he's lashing out at anybody and everybody. You know, it's the liberals. It's the Democrats. It's the Austin American Statesman. It's the, I don't know. It's Al Franken. It's everybody but him is responsible. This is such a Republican response. This is like a George Bush response, like a Dick Cheney response, like a Bill Frist response. These people are never responsible, are they? Never, ever, ever. It's always somebody, oh, man, hey, I didn't do anything. We got an out-of-control prosecutor here. Good God Almighty. Jerk. Man, I haven't mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people. Let's do some phone calls, all right? Let's do some phone calls. Let's talk about DeLay. Start with Tom in New York City. Tom, welcome to the program.
Mike, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I really appreciate your knowledge base and the way you add emotion to the way you talk about your points. And I don't have to say mega dittos because I don't agree with everything you say, but I appreciate your analysis. I have a quick point about Tom DeLay.
Sure.
And you basically just made it, which was, why can't someone stand up and say, this response of Mr. DeLay and the Republicans is completely childlike. We have a judicial system which uses a grand jury of citizens to indict. Otherwise, we would just have free indictments.
Right.
This is the way this country works. I mean, this is the country the Republicans say they love so much, and yet they live under this umbrella of an oppressive legal system that can at will just put someone in the opposite party into under indictment. That's not our country. We have citizens making these decisions, and people need to stand up and educate our citizens. The average person on the street doesn't even know what a grand jury is. That's a problem in this country.
That's true, and if I may add to what you're saying, what the Republicans do, they understand that their base is utterly ignorant. I think Democrats or liberals, I think, understand to a greater degree, not as well as we should, how the grand jury system works. And I have some problems with the grand jury system because, not in this case, I think DeLay ought to be put under a jail. But in a grand jury system, the person being who may be indicted has no chance whatsoever to respond. This is a prosecutorial moment where nobody is allowed in there to defend the potential defendant. And
but that's why it's precisely just an indictment.
Well,
that's
right.
That's why we have the second
right.
step. It's a decent system.
Right. I understand. I just have a few problems. Overall,
yeah,
I agree with your point of view here. But the Republicans understand that their base, and for that matter, most Americans don't have a clue how this works. So they can say, Ronnie Earle did this to me.
Exactly.
Which is a damn lie.
But they need to stop taking this like, well, you know, maybe it was Ronnie Earle. It's like, no. This is completely childlike. Like, step above it.
That's right. It is. I like...
No, come on. Like, but just point him out as a child he is. He's flailing around. He's like the little crybaby.
Yes.
You know, they want to say we're crybabies about the vote, but he's crying about the indictment.
They always do, don't they, these Republicans? It's always somebody else's fault. The legal system worked against them. The Republicans are into the Democrats are into the politics of destruction.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. Good point, though. I certainly hear what you're saying.
Thanks for all your work, Mike.
All right, Tom. Thanks for checking in. You have a nice evening. Quick break, folks. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take, EsterC, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. EsterC works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with EsterC. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection EsterC and EsterE everywhere vitamins are sold.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour, we're talking about the delay thing right now. If you would, if you want to join in here, I again, just like our last caller said, it is It is amazing the way the Republicans are just totally adverse to ever accepting responsibility for anything. It's corruption at its highest, most clearly defined level. When you commit crimes, be they felonies or misdemeanors or unindictable crimes, crimes against your fellow human beings, crimes against humanity, crimes against, and then say, well, you know, it's not my fault. I didn't, you know, I'm not responsible for that. It is kind of childlike, isn't it? Back to your calls. Karen is calling from Houston. Karen, welcome to the program.
Yes, this is the first time I've called in, and frankly, I've just been so upset about what has happened with the redistricting in Texas as a result of Tom DeLay, because it's really destroyed communities of interest. We have 32 congressional people, and I'm not involved in partisan politics, but mm-hmm. I am interested in good public policy, and almost every one of the districts but one was reconfigured. My district now extends to Louisiana. I'm in a northwest Harris County suburb.
Wow.
In office, the previous representative was in Beaumont, so where all the flooding was.
Mm-hmm.
There, in Austin, there's an editorial in the paper today that if you're in central Austin and you fit in three directions, you can hit three congressional districts because of the way the state was carved.
Well, there's a reason Tom DeLay did that, and that, of course, was to corrupt the system, the system of representative government as it's as it is applied to Texas, and I'm sure you know that.
Absolutely, it was. Sure. Incumbents always want to protect their seats in terms of redistricting. But additionally, we have the Voting Rights Act in the South.
Mm-hmm.
So that there was also the issue of protecting minority voting rights. But what's happened is minorities are packed because of the computer model
sure.
into districts.
Sure.
So you have some congressional districts that are only representing minorities, so they can be assured of election. Then you have then Republicans in other seats, and sadly, we have lost some excellent representatives who have been Anglo males.
Well, I think what the Republicans have done in Texas, and the plan is to do this to the other states, that's one of the reasons that DeLay is so pissed off about being indicted, because his game now comes to an end, either permanently and certainly temporarily. But the whole idea is concentration camp politics or Bantustan politics. Now, by concentration camp, I'm not talking about death camps. I'm talking about a concentrated population. Herded into a certain area, which is the literal meaning of concentration camp. So what they have done, they have used, the Republicans have used this gerrymandering idea, this redistricting idea, to form these voting concentration camps that has the net effect of either diluting or destroying minority voting rights. And in that process, what they are doing, and I wish people to understand this, they are demonstrating, Republicans are demonstrating, their utter hatred of a democratic system, of a representative system of government. They don't want that. They want one-party rule. They want it to be, in some of its aspects, a religious party, a fundamentalist fake Christianity that is murderous in its actions. So I can't understand why people don't get what the Republicans are doing. They're forming political or voting concentration camps that totally destroys the idea of one person, one vote.
There will be a reaction, I believe, because there are some PACs that are beginning to form to reclaim the public good in terms of electing people who are interested in not just being devoted to a party, but representing their community. I must tell you, though, that Tom DeLay redistricted himself into a Democratic area, which will make it quite interesting because he wanted the funds from NASA and all those contracts. So he has gone over into some other areas to secure funding.
Well, you know, Texas Democrats, some of them are a little weird. They're kind of like Chicago Republicans. Let's see what happens. Hey, I have to leave it there. I'm glad you called, Karen. I hope you check in again, all right?
Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. We'll be back after this break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Tom DeLay indicted. Bill Frist under investigation. The Bush administration's top procurement officer arrested. Karl Rove being pursued by a special prosecutor. Cronyism at FEMA. Top GOP lobbyist Jack Abramoff facing multiple investigations that could implicate other prominent Republicans. Democrats are gleeful these days that Republican sleaze has been exposed. But now is a good time to keep in mind that Democrats were not so clean when they ran the show. Several Democratic House leaders had to leave office due to ethics or criminal charges. The Clinton administration's fundraising deserved an independent counsel. Clinton handed fugitive financier Mark Rich a pardon, and let's not forget that Hillary Clinton made $100,000 in suspicious futures trading. It's a good thing that the spotlight now burns brightly on wide-ranging Republican misconduct, but it's a pity the Democrats have not offered a more compelling contrast. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. John Roberts sworn in as Chief Justice today, just hours after his confirmation by the Senate. Justice John Paul Stevens administered the oath of office at the White House as George Bush looked on. Bush described Roberts as a man of integrity, deep humility, and uncommon talent. He said the American people have seen Roberts' character and his reverence for the Constitution. Roberts said he would try to ensure he can pass on to his children's generation a Constitution that is as strong and vibrant as the one being passed on by the late Chief Justice, William Rehnquist. There were 22 in favor, 22 others against. That's how the Democrats in the Senate split on the nomination of Roberts. The Senate voting 78-22 to confirm him. One of the senators who voted against him, Charles Schumer of New York, says Democrats are hoping and praying John Roberts will not be an ideologue on the bench. The Senate Democratic leader, Harry Reid, voted against Roberts, saying the nominee just left too many unanswered questions. Ranking Judiciary Committee Democrat Patrick Leahy says Roberts will be his own man as Chief Justice and voted to confirm him. The New Orleans Police Department will be investigating some of its own officers. A spokesman says the department's looking into whether officers took part in looting after Hurricane Katrina. Some news reports put officers at the scene of some of the heaviest looting. Witnesses who said they saw police take items from shelves included a newspaper reporter. The spokesman says perhaps 12 officers were involved with what they called misconduct. He did not use the term looting. He says authorities are investigating what he calls the possibility of appropriation of non-essential items from businesses. Earlier this week, the city's police superintendent resigned. $1 million down, about $40 million to go. Federal officials say it'll take at least a year to clean up all the hurricane debris in Louisiana. An Army Corps of Engineers official says 1 million cubic yards of debris has been removed from the state, but FEMA estimates there's 40 million out there in Louisiana and Mississippi. That's five times the amount of debris scattered by Hurricane Andrew in Florida 13 years ago. Officials say their first priority to remove debris from emergency facilities like hospitals and fire stations, and then they'll be trying to clear the roadways. The top American commander in Iraq says there is one Iraqi battalion capable of combat without U.S. support. Only 3 months ago, the Pentagon had said there were three such battalions. On Capitol Hill today, Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine said, quote, that doesn't feel like progress. General George Casey told the Senate Armed Services Committee U.S. troops still could begin coming home from Iraq next year, but it depends on what happens during and after the upcoming elections. Arizona Republican John McCain says he hopes that Casey is correct. This is Air America Radio News.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. We've been talking about Tom DeLay. We'll come back to your phone calls here in just a second. Let me throw a couple more things into the mix. While we are broadcasting from New York, we are trying to do as many phone calls as we can for the simple reason that our producer, the producer of this program, Catherine Bay, is taking care of the kid. It's... We are set up in the Atlanta studios to bring Molly in, put her to sleep, and then Kathy produces a program. But here it's a little bit difficult. Awful lot of folks work here, and having a crying baby until she goes to sleep is just kind of out of the question. So if the show sounds a little bit different, it's because we're doing it differently. The staff here at Air America Radio in New York City at the network headquarters is a great staff. But everybody kind of has, their thing to do and each show to produce and all the elements that go into those programs, which is what we do when we're in Atlanta. So for this trip, what we're doing for the most part is what we probably should be doing when we're in Atlanta, taking a lot of phone calls. I guess you've heard the top U.S. commander in Iraq has changed his mind about the substantial pullout of U.S. troops. It could begin by next spring. General George Casey made the statement a couple of weeks ago, I think, maybe a month or so ago, and Bush and Cheney took him out behind the barn and said, "What the hell are you talking about?" So he is he's the most senior commander of coalition forces in Iraq, and he has repeatedly said that, in his words, fairly substantial troop withdrawals could happen after the parliamentary balloting in December of this year. And if the political process stayed on track. Now, that's a pretty heavy caveat. The other was if the insurgency did not expand. And the third caveat was if the training of Iraqi security forces continued as planned. The training of the Iraqi security forces is nonsense. There are no Iraqi security forces who have been trained to the extent that they can fight against their own countrymen and now countrywomen in the so-called insurgency. There is no Iraqi security force. It does not exist. There never will be an Iraqi security force. The only security force in Iraq, other than the U.S. military, will be private contractors like Blackwater USA or these paramilitary groups that are hired by Dick Cheney's Halliburton Corporation to go to Iraq and murder people. That's it. Iraq is a destroyed state. It is ended. It's over. It does not exist as a viable political entity, and it shall not. So to talk about, well, here are the conditions to withdraw American troops is nonsense. There should be no conditions. American troops should get the hell out tomorrow. An orderly withdrawal should begin. And the Iraqi people, whose country we have totally, totally destroyed, as bad as it was before we destroyed it, as bad as it was politically, we have made it worse and worse and worse, and it's going to continue to get worse. Iraq is a failed state. George Bush's adventure there has kicked him in the teeth, kicked this country in the teeth. We have lost this one in much the same way We have lost every single military adventure we've gotten involved in since World War II. The sine qua non of all that, of course, is Vietnam. So anyway, they're talking about no. Forget the withdrawal. There will be more death, more killing, more Americans will die, more Iraqis will die. It is endless. It is endless. In the meantime, efforts will be made to build the 12 U.S. military bases in that country, from which attacks can be launched against the Chinese, against the Russians, against anyone who tries to avail themselves of the Caspian Sea or the Caspian Sea oil fields in all the different stands, Tajikistan and Kyrgyzstan, and all the stands around Central Asia. It's a joke. It's a murderous joke, but it's a joke nonetheless. TV News Lies, if you haven't been to that website, tvnewslies.org, you ought to go. The editor, Jesse, commented on the fact that David Gergen, I saw him the other night, he was on MSNBC talking about the Tom DeLay indictment. Now, David Gergen, former presidential advisor to both Republicans and I don't know why in the hell Clinton ever took him. Well, Clinton took him on because Clinton was a Republican. But Gergen has advised dinos and rhinos, you know, Democrats in name only and Republicans in name only. He's been kind of a greasy, always there, you know. Dick Gergen or David Gergen has gotten his way into so many different administrations. I don't know what the hell his qualifications are, but he was on MSNBC the other night, and he actually commended the Republican Party's leadership on how scandal free the Republicans have been over these five murderous years of George Bush. When I heard that, I thought, what? Well, Jesse over at tvnewslies.org says, scandal-free? Is he living in the same world that I am? They have been investigation-free, accountability-free, penalty-free, but the Bush White House was founded on scandal. Does Mr. Gergen remember how Bush took office? Can you say election fraud? Can you say election fraud three times? Can you say CIA operative cover blown? Can you say 9-1-1? Can you say war based on lies? Can you say project for a new American century? Can you say torture and human rights violations? Can you say Patriot Act? How about count the Iran-Contra felons who found their way back into government? Bush appointees. Can you say forged evidence like the uranium from Niger? Can you say John Bolton? Can you say religious right-wing fundamentalist lunatics making U.S. policy? Can you say earpieces at the debates? Can you say AWOL Bush, who can't even remember his last 2 years of military service and can't name his commanders at the time? Can you say Karl Rove? Can you say missing billions in Iraq funding? Can you say Halliburton and no-bid contracts? Can you say Dick Cheney? This is the dirtiest bunch in our history. Is Gergen on drugs? Is he on a steady IV heroin feed? Has he had a lobotomy? Gergen's made a point that he did not intend to. He proved that the American public is comfortably unaware of these scandals thanks to our criminal news media. The only way Gergen could get away with a comment like that about a bunch of thugs and criminals like these is with the help of the media that keeps the lies alive. Yeah. Well, Jesse at tvnewslies.org nailed it. Gergen saying that Republicans have been scandal-free over the past 5 years. Jesus, God. Oh. And John Roberts today was sworn in as the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. Hey, how about that? Did you see the vote? He was approved 78-22. 22 Democrats and one independent joined 55 Republicans in approving this guy. He's 50 years old. We had lunch today with some friends here in New York, and one of the friends said, "Well, at least we're getting a gay judge. Maybe that will make a difference." And I said, "Really? Do you think John Roberts is gay?" And the answer came back, "Well, I can't say exactly what the answer is on this radio program, but." Yeah, his wife is a beard, the kids are adopted, and if it turns out, remember Earl Warren was appointed by Dwight Eisenhower because Earl Warren was a Republican, conservative governor of California. Remember that? Back in the late 40s, early 50s? And Earl Warren turned out to be one of the most liberal judges ever to sit on the bench, certainly as Chief Justice. So maybe John Roberts is going to fool everybody.
Bet I'm coming back, marching off to war. Steel pack on my back.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in The Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read The Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads The Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys The Nation.
Don't waste your money.
No, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading The Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03 and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-two past the hour. This is Air America. I'm back to your phone calls here in just a second. John Roberts, the Democrats who voted in favor of Roberts' confirmation, 22 of them. I don't know. Maybe they know something you and I don't. But there were 22 Democrats who said no. Maybe they know something that we don't. But like I say, you never know. So Supreme Court justices, especially chief justices, can surprise the hell out of you. I think it would be very cool if it turns out that John Roberts is gay and that his wife is just a beard and that eventually they have a nice amicable split and Justice Roberts, forms a bonding, a marriage, if you will, with his partner. And wouldn't that be, I mean, that would be almost too ironic? Nah, that leaves irony in the dust. What would that be if John Roberts turns out to be gay, be a gay man? Oh, never mind. Your imagination is better than my vocabulary. Hey, I want to tell you about something that's going on here in the city tomorrow. I don't know if you've heard the group Afro Skull. Have you ever heard them? One of the members of Afro Skull is one of the engineers here at Air America Radio, Jason. You've heard us talk about Jason Isaac. And they're having a fundraiser for the Katrina Relief Fund tomorrow night at the Parkside Lounge. It's on the corner of Attorney Street and Houston, 317 East Houston in Lower Manhattan. It's tomorrow night, 8 p.m., and I think there's a chance that we may get to, I may get to introduce from the stage, Jason. I get to stand on the stage and introduce Afro Skull. They do have a stage at this club, right?
It's more than just a chance.
Well, we're going to go, and I hope you're going to show up, too. This is, again, it's at the Parkside Lounge, 317 East Houston Street. That's on the corner of Attorney Street in Lower Manhattan. Excuse me. I guess that's down in Greenwich Village, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, very cool. It's a fundraiser for the Red Cross Katrina Relief Fund, and featured act will be Afro Skull. So come on out tomorrow night. We're going to hang there for a while. They start the music tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, I guess, and Kathy and I and the kid will probably go down there, and then we have to boogie because we got to do the program. But I want you to hear this band, Afro Skull. I know a lot of people here in the city are very familiar with Afro Skull, but you got to hear them. Tomorrow night, 8 p.m., Friday, 8 p.m., the Parkside Lounge, corner of Houston and Attorney Street in Lower Manhattan. Okay? We'll see you there? Okay. All right, good. Good. All right, back to some phone calls. Let's see. Who's next in the barrel? How about Norman, who's calling in from Miami? Norman, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
A couple weeks ago.
Oh, this is my man, Norman. Okay.
That's right.
This is my man.
You know,
Norman.
I sidetracked myself a couple weeks ago, and I started with the Henry Hyde.
Yeah, I know.
Picked right up on it.
Yeah.
And you remember a lot of it, and you had me on your program. This was back in 1998. Now, just as Henry Hyde was a serial adulterer, and he may still be, although he's 80, just as I am, so Tom DeLay is a serial abuser of power. And what many people don't know, and only, I mean, I'm not the only one, but what he did to me back in 1998, he should have received a lot more publicity than it did. And I refer you to two New York Times articles at that time. One, by the way, Salon broke the story about Henry Hyde on September the 17th. The day before, Henry Hyde issued a press release warning the American public that anybody interferes with an impeachment hearing is liable to prosecution and a five-year prison term and a $5,000 fine. And story broke September 17th on Salon on the Internet, and the following day, on September the 18th, and I'm looking at New York Times articles, New York Times has a picture of Tom DeLay, and the caption under it is, speaking to reporters, Representative Tom DeLay yesterday accused the White House of trying to destroy their enemies for years. And I was the one who destroyed Henry Hyde. Nobody in the White House.
That's true.
And this is what the article, I'll just read a couple of sentences.
All right, wait a second, Norman. I got a break here, and I'll come back, and I'll give you like another minute and a half when we come back, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back. This is Air America. She cross-examined me, made me confess my sins. But I ain't gonna lie, I felt so damn good. I'm going straight back into the game. I've been caught, handed at the scene of crime.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-888-293-WORD. That's 293-WORD. 1-888-293-WORD.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a home? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes. Just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
And now, a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
It's about 26 before the hour. We're talking with Norman, who has called in from Miami. And Norman, now you have a couple of sentences you want to share with us?
Yeah. First of all, I just want to mention that I lived through the Joe McCarthy period. That's 50 years ago. And this Tom DeLay is worse because he has more power than Joe McCarthy ever did. Anyway, just to read a sentence or two here from the New York Times. If the reports are true, Tom DeLay and Gingrich and Army sent a letter to the FBI, Louis Free, to have me investigated because I was passing a rumor around about Henry Hyde. Now, this is what very little was said about that time. It was chilling. It was intimidating to me. Imagine They claimed I was intimidating them. I'm a 75-year-old private citizen, now 80 years old, and I was intimidating Gingrich and DeLay and Dick Armey. This is what one of the few writers said about it.
Wait, Norman, hold up just a second. Are you saying that Newt Gingrich, Dick Armey, and Tom DeLay sicked the FBI on you?
Absolutely. They sent a letter, and to his credit, Louis Free rejected it.
Now, wait a second. How do you know all this?
It's in print. I know it because Tom DeLay had a press conference and announced that they were sending this letter to Louis Free at the FBI.
No, wait. There was a press conference where Tom DeLay said we're going to get Norman?
It's September the 18th, 1998 in the New York Times.
And it said we're going to get Norman?
Not me, but whoever was spreading these rumors. And it was I who gave the information.
Oh, I see. Okay, so what did they do to you? What did the FBI do to you, Norman?
Well, Louis Free rejected their request.
Okay, I got you. Well, did Gingrich or DeLay do anything to you?
No, but they tried to. Listen what one man said. He commented on the uproar over reporting about Henry Hyde's Merrill effect. Quote, the prospect of the FBI looking at who revealed this is intimidating. It's bordering on a violation of the First Amendment.
Right.
And certainly its spirit. Congress is not an impartial, neutral party in impeachment. There's no judge ruling on the evidence they can look at. They, the Republicans, can't have it both ways. They can't release all this prosecutorial information and then say, you're not allowed to look at who we are. If they were a jury, they would not be searching through the prosecutor's evidence. If you look at the nature of impeachment, it is not the same as a criminal trial. They've been talking about the moral fiber of the president, and the background of the people judging him is relevant. They do not have the moral fiber they laud shows them up as doing a political hatchet job on Clinton.
All right, that was a lot longer than two sentences, but the idea comes through. All right, well, Norman, you won, though, see? They didn't win. You won.
Well, I'm trying to put another nail in DeLay's coffin.
In this radio program. No. I think you're doing a good thing, Norman. I really do.
He's a serial abuser of power. This man is dangerous.
Oh yeah, of course he is. But he's going to jail. He'll hopefully.
Well, don't be sure of that because they control everything. They even control the courts today.
No, well, that's true. But you know what would really be cool? If DeLay and Limbaugh and Frist were all in the same prison. Wouldn't that be something?
It would be cool, but I have reason to believe it's never going to happen.
Well, I hear you. Norman, it's good to hear from you. Thank you. I'll talk to you again. Thanks for checking in, pal. That's Norman in Miami. I like Norman. Norman's a good guy. I remember when I first had Norman on, and he wanted to read poetry, and I said, no poetry. And boy, I got some nasty emails from people, you know, along the line of, Malloy, you son of a bitch, how could you do that to that nice man, Norman? Next time Norman calls in, I'm going to ask him if he would like to read Beowulf. All right, Carl is calling from Chicago. Is this Southside, Carl? Carl, is anybody there? Norman? All right, we'll come back. Let's go to Will from Michigan. Hey, Will, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, it's your angry patriot here.
How you doing?
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine.
I want to plug my blog again. I just put up a video.
Go ahead, plug it.
It might be a little upsetting to a few people, but I think it needs to get out.
Yeah, okay.
I downloaded some pictures from that porn website that is exchanging pictures of dead Iraqis for pornography.
I'm not sure. Now, what?
I can't say the name of the website. It involves that word that starts with F and ends with K, and I don't mean fire truck.
Right, now wait a minute. They're doing what? They're putting out pictures of Iraqi dead people.
Yeah, they're accepting pictures of dead people from Iraq.
In exchange for what?
In exchange for pornography for the troops.
Oh Jesus! And what have you got on your website? You've got a link to all this.
Yes.
All right. What's your website?
It's One Angry Patriot.
That's numeral one, angrypatriot.com.
Yep. At blogspot.com.
Blogspot.com. All right.
I put together a little video.
A video?
Yep.
Oh, wait a minute. You sent me a copy, didn't you?
Yeah, I just emailed it to you.
I haven't opened it, but I will. All right. Anything else tonight, Will?
That's it.
All right. Thanks, Will. Appreciate it. Yeah, I wasn't quite sure what Will was saying. Boy, it's getting sicker and sicker, isn't it? Jesus. Will explain, will trade. And I've seen some of those pictures. Somebody sent me several of those. Jesus. I mean, I'm not unfamiliar with death at all. I've been around some fairly gruesome scenes. I held my mother's hand when she died. I'm certainly not a stranger to death at all. Some of those pictures, though, are beyond. They're not death. Will is right. They're in their own way. They're pornography. It's some kind of war pornography. I realize what he's talking about. He's talking about we'll exchange these pictures for some sexual pornography, but this is war pornography, and of course that's what Republicans are into. These people who celebrate war and yet won't go near it themselves, these are war pornographers. And you hear them all the time. Sean Hannity loves the violence of war as long as he does the pornography of war. Most of these people are very perverted, very sick, very disoriented. They are here in this realm, in this consciousness, and they can't quite figure out where they are. So they become slightly insane. They wear coats and ties if they're men. They dress well if they're women. But they're very disoriented. They don't know. They're not sure where they are. They existed, I think, in some other time space continuum and died or met a violent end and woke up here, and they're totally disoriented, and they become so confused that they start celebrating stuff like war pornography. Does that make sense? Probably not. Very little on this program does. All right, you want to try Carl again? Carl, in Chicago, are you there? Carl? Okay, we'll try Carl another night. Sinclair is calling from New York. Sinclair, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on.
Sure.
My big concern is that, just like everything else in the Republican Party, stop me if you heard this already because I just tuned in a little while ago, is that DeLay is going to get away with this, just like every other crooked thing they do. It's somehow going to get swept under the rug, or they're going to deflect it back to the Democrats, or something's going to come up and magically it's going to disappear.
There's always a chance of that happening with Democrats because Democrats they have so stacked the system because, you're talking about Republicans.
I'm just saying, like, Democrats tend to not really respond so well when this sort of thing does come up. Like, another example is, like, the Katrina thing. I mean, there was our chance to really let them have it and say, you see, these people really don't care about you to the U.S., and they didn't. They more or less, like, kowtowed like everything else.
Well,
that's another story.
Well, Republicans have loaded the judicial, executive, and legislative branches of the federal and state governments, and Democrats have allowed them to do it. There's a chance, there's always a chance, that an indicted Republican is going to walk. Simply because the system is so stacked in favor of that person walking. So,
right.
You know, there's always that change.
Well,
chance.
More good news.
All right. Thanks for checking
anyway,
in.
Anyway, thanks for having me.
All right, Sinclair. All right, we have a break here. Notice we have an open line or two. 866-303-2270. Jump in here and join us if you are so inclined. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
smoking up, you half the whole boat.
That's evil. Evil is going all wrong.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Here it is, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now, you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote. With Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. Got an email here from Malachi about Judy Miller, who has cut a deal with the prosecutor and got out of jail today. She's going to talk about whatever it is that the special prosecutor in the Valerie Plame case, Fitzgerald, what he wants her to talk about. Malachi writes, what Judith Miller was doing was protecting a criminal. She was acting like a good Republican. It is no different than a member of the mafia going to jail rather than testifying against a mob boss. There is no obligation, Malachi writes, for a reporter to protect a criminal. It is no different than if she knew who committed a gruesome rape and murder and refused to tell the police. She knew who outed a CIA agent and refused to tell a grand jury. There's no principle of protecting a source in either case. If by reporter's actions they are protecting a criminal. This is especially true since Judith Miller didn't act on the information. She didn't use it in a story. Therefore, it wasn't, ipso facto, a source. There is no moral high ground here. Yeah, I tend to believe that, too. I know a lot of people in the writing or journalism establishment couldn't wait to go to Judith Miller's defense. The most blatant of those defending her, of course, were the publisher and owner of the New York Times. I can certainly understand that. But, the public editor of the New York Times has stated, I think, on at least one, possibly two occasions, the culpability of the New York Times in allowing, among others, Judith Miller to beat the drums of war based on lies, fraud, deception, the same thing that Bush used to take us into a war. So, my feelings about Judith Miller are pretty much like Malachi's. This is not a reporter protecting a source. This is a reporter covering up a crime. And if in my opinion, I happen to agree with the person who sent me the email, and that's been my opinion. In a case of a reporter being threatened where it concerns the First Amendment, or an unwritten and yet integral part of our system wherein a reporter can protect a source, and a lot of states do have laws, that the shield laws that do just that, then I certainly would go to jail to support that reporter. But I wouldn't go to the drugstore for Judith Miller. I'm sorry. I don't like people who do what Judith Miller did. And if she is hiding behind the alleged existence of a free and vigorous press in this country and the necessity to keep members of that press free from government intimidation, in my opinion, that's exactly what she's doing. She's hiding behind that when, in fact, what Judith Miller did was abuse her position as a journalist, abuse her position as someone who wrote for the writes for the newspaper of record, abused her position, and was no less guilty than Randolph Hearst. The way Randolph Hearst said, "You get me the pictures, I'll get you the war," where it concerned America's turn into an aggressive imperialist power, starting with the Spanish-American War. Outside of our hemisphere, of course. So I, there was an awful lot of conflict in my mind when this Judith Miller story broke, because it seemed at the beginning that, yes, she was a reporter doing a reporter's job, even though I didn't agree with what Judith Miller wrote. That's too bad. You support people whose constitutional rights are being destroyed precisely at a moment when you don't agree with their particular political point of view. That's what it's all about. I may not agree with what you say, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it. That sort of thing. But a little bit of investigation into the situation revealed that Judith Miller was not, in fact, defending the right of a free and unfettered press. She was defending a criminal act. And in the process of doing that, unrelated, but in the process of doing that, she was advocating war based on lies, deceptions, half-truths, untruths, and using the newspaper of record as a vehicle to do that. So I guess it's just wonderful that Judith Miller is out of jail tonight after serving 3 months. Right? Jim is calling from New York. Jim, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Try again, Jim. We've got a weird phone system here. Sarah is calling from Brooklyn. Sarah, welcome to the program. Thank you for holding on. We'll have that fixed by Monday. You folks that were losing your connection after holding on, you know, try again. That's all I can tell you. It's a new system in here. It happens to everybody that works here, and it's supposed to be cleared up over the weekend. So I do apologize. But Marie is calling from Seattle. Marie, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, Marie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Well, okay. It doesn't sound like the Republicans in Washington, D.C. and that are doing too good, huh?
One can hope.
They might be a little sick there in some ways, huh?
Well, one can hope. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I just got an idea.
All right.
They're all feeling kind of down and blue, maybe. That everyone who supported Cindy Sheehan.
Yeah.
And the anti-war people.
Yeah.
All your listeners. If they could get four, if each person could get an 8x10 glossy picture of any one of those people that died in the war or is wounded or whatever, and on the back side of it, address, take, you know, one of each, and address one to Bush, one to Rove, one to Cheney, and one to Wolfson or one of those?
Marie, I think that's a great idea, but you have to realize that they would probably just think they were wonderful pictures because these are killers and murderers. Marie, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. We got a break here. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor. Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures. Cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. John Roberts has been sworn in as the 17th Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. Correspondent Terry Moore reports.
In a White House ceremony, President Bush praised his choice to lead the nation's highest court.
I submitted to the Senate a nominee of integrity, deep humility, and uncommon talent.
The swearing-in followed a confirmation vote in the U.S. Senate.
On this vote, the ayes are 78, the nays are 22.
New York Democrat Chuck Schumer voted against Roberts in the Senate. He expressed concern that Roberts will be a conservative activist on the high court.
But I hope he proves me wrong in my vote.
I'm Terry Moore on Capitol Hill.
The Topanga Fire, formerly called the Chatsworth Fire, has grown dramatically, and firefighters still don't have a handle on it. The California wildfire has grown to 17,000 acres, and it covers parts of Los Angeles and Ventura counties. L.A. County Fire Captain Dennis Cross said more than 3,000 firefighters from both counties, the Forestry Department, and several cities are fighting the massive fire. More than 400,000 customers left in the dark from Hurricane Rita have had their power restored. New Orleans-based Energy Corporation points out, however, that there are still over 250,000 customers without electricity in Louisiana and Texas. That figure doesn't include the more than 150,000 customers in New Orleans who've been without power since Hurricane Katrina struck. The New Orleans Police Department has announced that investigations have begun into the actions of some of its officers during Hurricane Katrina. There have been accusations that some police officers took part in looting during the catastrophe, especially at a Cadillac dealership and at an office supply store. New Orleans Police Superintendent Warren Riley says that he's already taken action.
Already I have suspended four officers in connection with the investigation, and I have reassigned one officer.
Riley says most New Orleans police officers have done a great job during a very difficult time in the city's history. He said reports that 249 New Orleans police officers deserted their posts during Hurricane Katrina are simply untrue. Riley says that many officers were stranded during the storm. Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney is standing by his comments supporting wiretapping mosques. Civil rights groups and Muslim leaders have blasted the Republican governor since he raised the prospect of putting some Muslim students and their teachers under surveillance. Christian, Jewish, and Muslim leaders have delivered a petition to Romney's office signed by 75 people from a dozen religious groups urging him to reconsider his views. Romney refused, saying attacks by Islamic terrorists in the U.S. and London justify stronger scrutiny by U.S. authorities on activity at mosques in America. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our company. compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. Thanks for hanging out this evening. Got a reference here, an email from one of our listeners, assistant professor at University of Chicago, Dr. Michael, let's call him. And it was a response by someone named Hunter on the Daily Coast site to a post put up by Blogs for Bush entitled, Do the Democrats Want a Civil War? And I'm going to share that with you in a second, but our Southside Carl from the South Side of Chicago is checking. I think we got him back. Now, are you there, Carl?
Is this me? I'm actually on the north side.
North side, Carl?
Ravenswood.
Oh, okay. All right. We have
Zach. I got dropped. I apologize. I got one of these new internet phones, and when I'm on hold for more than an hour, it drops the call.
Oh, gee, I wonder why. All right. We got Southside Carl and Northside Carl. All right. Carl, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I have to stream you at night because the station here in Chicago cuts out at night.
I know. They don't
have a signal yet, but they're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, they stop broadcasting. It's a sundowner. I think they go off the air when the sun goes down.
Yeah, and they just reached to the north side of Chicago, so when I'm driving my car, I listen to them.
Well, eventually we'll have a more powerful station in Chicago. I certainly hope so. I do miss Chicago. The 3.5 years I was there was great fun.
Well, they're doing a good job here, and I think if their market expands, it'll help Chicago a lot. At least they're broadcasting to DuPage County, where now the idea of getting liberal radio out to DuPage County is just fantastic.
And for people who don't know, that's where Henry Hyde's nest is.
Yeah, you drive in DuPage County, it's this one right-wing talk radio billboard after another.
I hear that. It's grim. It's really grim out there. But what you really called about...
Yeah, what I called about was Bush's incredibly insane comment this week that Americans who are suffering from high gas prices just voluntarily should drive less. If you can't afford to drive, and you can't afford to drive home Thanksgiving to visit your aging parents, just don't drive.
Yeah, oh,
it's a brilliant energy policy.
I know. This is the administration who doesn't give a damn about anything in the first place. In the second place, Bush saying, to conserve gasoline, don't drive unless you have to, is an absolute lie. Somebody told him to go out and say that so he would sound as though he's concerned. Bush wants everybody to drive as much as they can and drive the price of gasoline up to...
Absolutely. I used to supply the market data for an energy trading desk here in Chicago in 2000, 2001, 2002, and the guys who sit there and sell the futures... We're just saying the energy companies and Bush. Bush was their boy. He's a product of Midland, product of Tyler, Texas,
right.
That ultra-conservative Republican Texas cult. And they had played Americans perfectly. They spent the 90s when we had cheap gas. We could have been, cheaply funding alternative energies. They just conned Americans into buying big cars. Average fuel miles per gallon car is up down 5 miles per gallon, and they got all the rubes who listened to AM radio. Rush Limbaugh was screaming all through the 90s that Clinton raised gas taxes 4 cents a gallon. they gutted that In the 1992, the congressional Congressional Technology. I mean, they were the technology
right.
guys who were supposed to advise Congress. They said they proposed a 50-cent a gallon, which is one-third of what the European gas tax was,
mm-hmm.
to fund all of our transition away from oil, because they said we were going to have 10 to 15 years of abundant, cheap oil because of the discovery of the Brent fields, which is the North Sea oil and the Alaskan fields. But those were going to go into depletion within 15 years. That means that the annual rate of production was going to go down dramatically, you know, and they timed it perfectly.
Right.
They were absolutely correct. Gingrich and the Republicans, they dismantled that in 1994. They got all these right-wing, you know, all these guys who listen, I used to sit next to a guy who listened to Limbaugh, and all this guy would complain about was the 4 cents a gallon gas tax that Clinton struggled to pass to balance the budget. And in 1994, they gutted that office, and, you know, we could have funded all sorts of energy transition programs, and now you make
a good point, Carl. We had a moment during the 90s when it looked like, even though it was during the Clinton years, even though Clinton is really a kind of a Lincoln Chafee style Republican, you know, on the topic of what you're talking about, I frankly don't give a damn. There was a moment there. There was a window that was open. It's now closed. The Republicans closed it. And as far as Limbaugh is concerned, I've said this before, I'll say it again. When the revolution comes, when the barricades go up, I get Limbaugh.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to let you go, but I just hope that you and Randy Rhodes do a good job. Randy does a great job talking about peak oil, and I hope you guys continue this as a continual theme, because it really does exist. And I hate to see the Democrats get backstabbed or get swift-boated over energy. The Republicans are really, if you listen to right-wing radio, they're really set to stab us in the back and blame everything on Clinton. And, you know, Clinton tried to fund... He wanted to fund this big project to bring high-speed trains linking all the Midwestern cities. It
right.
only would have cost $8.5 billion, which is about 1 month of Iraq.
Right.
And he wanted to fund, instead of shipping all this nuclear fuel waste out to Yucca Mountain, he couldn't do it because he didn't have the funding. But he did at least funded that megatons to megawatts program. But you know, we could have, you know, I know a lot of people don't like nuclear power, but here in Chicago, we got 100 years worth of nuclear fuel sitting up there at Kenosha and Waukegan. We either ship it to Yucca Mountain or we find a way to use it. And to get, you know, and we electrify streetcars and all these projects here in Chicago we had, expanding the L, expanding Metra, electrifying Metra, and it never got done. And we could have done it. If we had just had a 25 cent a gallon gas tax, which was nothing during the 90s, we could have done all that.
Yeah, what Shakespeare is it? Julius Caesar, the line, "There is a tide in the affairs of men when taken at the ebb," and I forget the rest of it. But the point was, there are moments when it. Can you still hear me? Are you there, Carl?
Yeah.
Okay, you can hear me.
Yeah, I could let you go. My connection's fired now.
Okay.
But you got a lot to talk about. Thanks a lot.
All right, Carl. Thanks. I appreciate you checking in. Carl makes some good points about the moments that were available. The last 3 years of the Clinton administration, especially when all of a sudden we had budget surpluses, that had a responsible administration taken up where the Clinton administration left off, there were budget surpluses for the foreseeable future and beyond. And national debt, which is a separate thing altogether, was being paid down. Two presidents who have bankrupted the country are Reagan and Bush Jr. The moments lost and what could have been done had the policies of the 90s been carried, some of them. I'm not talking about all of them. I understand what Clinton did. I understand about NAFTA. I understand about the exporting of jobs. I understand that. I'm not saying, you know, I've said a million times, I didn't like Clinton's presidency. He was a Republican. But he did some things in where it concerns government, fiscal responsibility that have to be credited as having been, ultimately, for the good of the country. Now, you know, we can debate this all night, and I don't want to get into the debate. But had some of the policies that Clinton instituted been picked up on by the next administration, a legitimate administration, i.e. the Gore administration, and I know Gore is another Republican. Okay. But had Al Gore, who was elected president, had a chance to carry forward some of these policies, we would not be in the situation that we're in right now. The Bush crime family is destroying the country. It's that simple. The Clinton administration was not out to destroy America. The Bush administration is out to destroy America.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, ester C. The only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take ester C. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection ester C and ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
I want to share some of this with you. Dr. Mike sent it from Chicago. There's a site called Blogs for Bush, and it bills itself as the White House of the blogosphere. And there's somebody there named Mark Noonan. I wonder if that's Peggy Noonan's son or something. But he writes about the delay indictment. It's a rather lengthy piece. Let me just quote a few lines in here. He writes, the indictment of Tom DeLay is entirely bogus. From what I've read, Tom DeLay didn't know about the perfectly legal transaction he's accused of conspiring to make. We have now left entirely the field of normal political conflict and entered a twilight world where fantasy is presented as fact, and the only standard of conduct is, will it work? This is not the actions. This guy, doesn't write very well, but this is not the actions of a political party engaged in seeking a majority. It is the action of a party determined to destroy its opponents entirely and seize all power for itself. It is, in short, the stuff of from which civil wars are made. He's referring to us Democrats. I really do urge, he writes, our Democrats to step back from the edge. Let me digress. That sounds like I really do believe that our Negroes are happy here on the plantation, right? Anyway, he writes, I really do urge our Democrats to step back from the edge. You are sitting in a lake of gasoline, and you're playing with fire. We, on our side, will only put up with so much before we start to pay back with usury what we have received. If you can't defeat Tom DeLay in the electoral field, then you will simply have to accept him as majority leader of the United States House of Representatives. And you'd better start accepting political reality before things get really bad. All right, that's what this little half-assed weasel wrote, this Peggy Noonan's son. And he was responded to by someone named Hunter. Mark, may I call you Mark? I feel when someone has shown me the insides of their own rectum, we're pretty much on a first-name basis. I have some words for you. Whitewater, Rush Limbaugh. Swift Boats, Vince Effing Foster, playing with fire, you say, because the indictments ringing Tom DeLay finally reached up that one final step from his ring of closest advisors to DeLay himself, because the SEC has launched a formal investigation into the same behaviors of Bill Frist that put Martha Stewart in prison, because one of the single most visible, highest profile Republican money men has been indicted for fraud, is being investigated for client shakedowns, and has his own close business associates being investigated for a mob-connected murder. He's talking about Abramson there. This is the world of the Republican Party, Mark, split open like a rotting pumpkin. Crime after crime after crime being investigated, all revolving around the Republican money machine. Every seed connected by the strands of money they share between them. Barely laundered campaign money passed in the palm of every flabby handshake, every player in boldface, underlined print in the Rolodex of every other. Your party has set aflame the entire political landscape, and now, once burned, you warn sternly from the branches of a burnout tree about playing with fire? You use the ashes of one of the great liberal cities of America, New York City, as war paint for your own sick racist dreams? You shudder at a burning flag, yet are willing to snip and cut basic tenets of the Constitution as needed or convenient? You poor, hollow, blood-painted clowns, cheering the trials and failures of your country with the same pennants and giant foam hands that you wave at your favorite sports teams, willing to accept the most outrageous of lies if they are spoken from your favorite talking heads and soothe your own notions of America for you and only for you. As for the audacity of Democrats speaking up during this process, the red-faced, flatulent fury with which you declare Republicans off-limit to that which you so gleefully hurl yourself, welcome to the world, then, Mark, of the politics of personal destruction, you tub-thumping, chin-jutting, bush-humping gits. Welcome to the nasty and partisan world that Rush Limbaugh, Ann Coulter, Michelle Malkin, Hugh Hewitt, Grover Norquist, Newt Gingrich, Tom DeLay, and a legion of insignificant lower-rung toadies like yourselves nurtured into fruition daily with eager, grubby hands and now look upon with dull-faced faux horror. This is the world you forged, and unfortunately for you, I'm beginning to take a fancy for it. Welcome to the politics of your own party, finally sprouting from the ground on which you planted the seeds. There's more of this. I'll share it with you in a second.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. 2 weeks ago, Florida Governor Jeb Bush's son was arrested on charges of public intoxication. Not cool, but most folks would say it's not a giant deal either. With those people for relatives, who can blame him for wanting a drink? It's not even an issue that Jeb's family spokesperson is saying it's, quote, a personal family matter which they are dealing with privately, unquote. But what? Could this retreat into privacy be coming from the same prying politician who wouldn't leave poor brain-dead Terri Schiavo and her husband alone? Whose brother called Congress back into session to meddle with Schiavo's own family matter? Whose political party sticks their moralistic noses into our bedrooms, health choices, family matters, and imposes its hypocritical judgments on the rest of us? Not even the Bushes want to live in the world they're creating, and that's the real crime here, not Jeb's son getting toasted. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will, too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months into business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Border to border and coast to coast, The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
Welcome back. 26 before the hour. Back to this thing written by Hunter in response to this right-wing half-wit, Peggy Noonan's son or nephew or whatever. Mark Noonan, writing at the Blogs for Bush. Anyway, Noonan is suggesting that Democrats are about to ignite a lake of fire because we are seeing, most of us passively, Republicans being indicted or accused or just going belly up. Anyway, Hunter writes back in reference to the statement of the Democrats ought to step back. So Hunter writes, step back from the edge, you poor boy. Asleep in the back of the car the whole trip, finally waking up wondering where you're at. Swift boats, aluminum tubes, Niger uranium, mushroom clouds, whitewater, Vince effing Foster. You can't even see the edge from here. You left it behind 100 miles back. So don't give me chest-thumping crap about civil wars if your politicians are indicted. Don't give me visions of a lake of fire if all those who find you loathsome refuse to suck at your teats of scientific ignorance in the name of religion, racism in the name of freedom, and corruption in the name of the New World Order. Get used to the world you have created and the stench your worshipped heroes have unleashed. Now, I like that. See, that's the way it should be. And, excuse me, this was written by the someone named Hunter. It's at dailycoasts.com. Check it out. Bush supporters of the far right cries from the lake of fire. But this is the way the responses should be. When some little twerp like this Noonan character, Mark Noonan, suggests that Democrats are pushing the envelope, he ought to be slapped down instantly. And I frankly don't care if it's a metaphorical slap down or one that's not metaphorical. It really doesn't matter to me. I am so disgusted with these people, with these Republicans who have spent the last, specifically the last 12 years, focused on destroying this country. I mean, focused on nothing more but destroying this country, ruining everything for everybody. Because these, I don't know the because, but when I look at some of these Republicans, these were the little snots who were never included in anything back in that crucible of agony, high school or middle school. They were not athletic. They were not the smart kids. They didn't hang out in the various cliques. They were I don't know what they were. They were the snotty Karl Rove types, the Newt Gingrich types, the Grover Norquist types, Limbaugh, the whole list. Hannity, you know who these people are. I refer to them very often as wicked and evil. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they were just so left out of everything. They're just weaselly. It's understandable why they were left out. If they were anything like this 30, 40 years ago when they were in their teen years, no wonder nobody would play with them. Nobody would date them. Nobody would invite them to have a beer or smoke a joint or go for a hike up in the mountains or whatever. But I think they should be responded to. When these twerps, like Ann Coulter, I'm so over Ann Coulter. She is just, oh my God. I guess Ann Coulter fills a function, just like dead carrion. That's redundant, I guess. Dead animals fulfill a function for the carrion eaters. Ann Coulter fulfills a function. She has the stench of a Republican whore about her, and I don't mean in a sexual context. I just mean a political whore. She does what she does because she's Ann Coulter. Hannity's another one. He has the rancid smell of Brill cream and arid underarm pads, you know, just that funky traveling salesman from 80 years ago smell. You know what I'm referring to, aqua velva, that sort of thing. I don't know how else to put it. But when they do make these sweeping statements about Democrats better watch out, I think they should be responded to the way Hunter responded to Peggy Noonan's little boy here. Just beat the crap out of them. If you can do it with the pen, fine. If you need to do it with the sword, that's okay too. You know, it's said that the pen is mightier than the sword. All right, that's fine. All right. right, let's do some phone calls again. I can't stand these people. But when the barricades go up and the revolution comes, I get Limbaugh. I've got dibs on Limbaugh. Mark is calling from New York. Mark, welcome to the program. Oh, damn. That'll be correct over the weekend. Call back if you get a chance, Mark. Stu is calling from Sacramento. Can we get Stu on?
Mr. Malloy.
Mr. Stu.
Man, you are telling so the truth tonight. First of all, I want to tell you thank you for everything you do. We're losing you after this weekend here at KSAC, and I hope you're getting another affiliate here.
I certainly hope so.
I want to tell you a more egregious bunch we've never seen in office here. The delay mess, everything you're talking about, and, you know, the quotes you read, they remind me of those people you were trying to make an analogy to, those people from, like, the Animal House movie, the college dean rounded up those good guys.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, get those bad guys, us Democrats.
Uh-huh.
And who was their dean? George H.W., I am sure of it.
There you go.
And he's not the dean. He's the Don of the Bush crime family. And what a web they've weaved for all of us here in this country. And I just want to say thank you while we have the chance out here, and I will stream when my teenagers aren't using the phone. The computer.
What's the reason, Stu, that KSAC is giving? This is news to me. Probably the network knows about. Are they dropping just my program?
No. Well, it was actually right after Randy's show today. Christine Kraft came on,
right,
and told us that Air America would no longer be on the air. There'll be a whole new bunch, someone from L.A., someone from here and there, and Air America will no longer be a part. In the same breath, going to the gas issue, she mentioned about Arnold Schwarzenegger being driven across the street to the Hyatt where he lives from the mansion by police. He couldn't walk across the street, speaking of gas. I mean, these people, double talking. And I'm the guy who called and told you that Eisenhower was the last Republican to tell you the truth.
Right.
Because we know he was. He couldn't stand to see these bunch who turned out to be HW and all those taken over in the CIA. And then it's my belief that the military-industrial complex really raised their head on November 22nd, 63. And now they're in full effect. And exactly what you're talking about, Mike. I'm worried what they're going to do here. I'm worried for my kids, your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you thank you very much for everything you've done, and I'm going to listen as much as we can do.
Oh, great, Stu. Yeah, they being whoever, can't turn off Air America. We're always out there. We may not be on KSAC, but we'll be out there. If we have to, if our listeners in Sacramento have to pick up on the Internet, that's what they'll do until... we find a home at another station. Listen, thanks for checking in, pal. You have a nice evening, okay?
You too, sir.
All right. Take care. That's a new one on me. I'll have to ask the boss tomorrow about that. Jim is calling from somewhere. Hey, Jim, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Where are you calling from?
Actually, I just drove up to New York from North Carolina today.
Well, wow. Okay, you're in the city then.
And I'll tell you, last time I spoke to you, you said I made you want to open a vein because of carrying on about the voting machines.
Oh, yeah?
Well, when I went to my brand new XM at 10 o'clock to listen to Mike Malloy,
yeah,
and I heard Alan Combs, I wanted to open a vein.
That probably is not going to happen for very much longer. Okay, that's a word I get. But
at any rate, I felt so guilty depressing you last time, I decided to take a more positive approach.
Oh, good. Take a positive approach.
So I'm gonna join your fantasy land that maybe John Roberts isn't the worst thing that ever happens to the planet Earth.
It's all fantasy. I have no idea. You know, the first case that Roberts will probably hear will either be directly or tangentially associated with Roe v. Wade. So we'll find out real quick on this guy, won't we?
And I searched through the annals of the Democrats to try and find something I could be proud of. I mean, I think Hunter's letter was fantastic. But the fact is that Noonan is accusing the Democrats of something they're not even doing.
Oh,
I
of course.
They were.
Of course. But that's what Republicans do. It's called projection. Hold on a second. I got to do a break here. I'll come back on the other side of the break, Jim, and we'll talk a little bit more. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take, EsterC, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. EsterC works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with EsterC. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection EsterC and EsterE everywhere vitamins are sold.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If getting life insurance is on your things to-do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote, 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now, 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell him you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete, all-natural stop-smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, milligram, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Sitting home alone, thinking about my past, wondering how I made it, and how long it's gonna last. Success has come to lots of them.
Uh-huh. 9 before the hour, thanks to the New York crew, who is not remote tonight. The New York crew is sitting right through the glass. D. Neal, Jason Isaac, Justin Yuen, thanks, folks, for the program tonight. Also, somewhere out in the hinterlands, Mark Marshall, our webmaster at MikeMalloy.com, Ben Birch, who runs WhiteRoseSociety.org, Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. The usual crew of bandits. All right, what else? Hold on just a second. Don't I have to go back to somebody? I think you do. Yeah, I was talking with Jim about Hunter's letter. All right, Jim, where were we?
Yeah, well, what I was going to say, my effort to be more positive, I was searching around for something good about, since we're stuck being Democrats, as we agreed last time.
Right.
And I went back in the annals of time, and the Black Caucus comes through here and there, and you get a sentence every now and again that gets you excited. But if you're like me, you haven't latched on to anything that you can bear yet. And I thought, Al Gore, a few years ago, gave a speech that was pretty widely ridiculed that was actually a man stepping up. Do you remember that speech he gave?
Yeah.
How dare them torture in our name?
Right, I do.
And he stood up. Maybe he grew a set while we weren't watching since the election, do you think?
I think Al has experienced some sort of metamorphosis. I'm not exactly sure what it is. He may have decided that everything is so filthy and corrupt in America right now that he's decided to go into broadcast, and he wants no part of it other than to give an occasional speech and to take shots from the sidelines, in which case that I think that's fine. You don't see the presidency stolen from you the way he did, and he assisted in that theft. I mean, in my opinion, he could have resisted. He could have screamed and hollered. There would have been millions of people in this country who would have come to his defense, who would have shown up at the Parliament building, so to speak, the way they did in Ukraine, the way they did in Yugoslavia. All Al Gore would have had to have done was to gotten on the TV that night that he gave the concession speech and said, no, hell no. And I think there would have been 30 million people in the streets the next day.
You are right, my friend.
He could have brought the Republic to an absolute halt. Now, maybe he understood that and didn't think that that was the wise choice. I don't know. I don't know him.
He was being statesmanlike or something.
Well, maybe so. And maybe that was the thing to do. I know in the moment, I, like a lot of people, were just shocked. Like, what the hell are you doing? They just stole it from you. You're just going to sit back on your ass now and say, may I have some more, sir? But on the other hand, you know, you and I don't know. We don't. We don't know what might have happened had Al Gore said no, hell no, and millions of people would have taken to the streets. This country could have gone to a bloody revolution in about 10 minutes. So I don't know. I don't know. But you're right about Al Gore.
So where do we put our shoulders? Where? Who are we going to get behind? Well, I guess we got a little while to figure out. But the Congress, I mean, there's got to be people that, you had that great guy from Ohio who
Dennis.
Ran that election, and they stole that one too, I think.
You're talking about Dennis Kucinich?
No, the one, on Iraq, but
right.
At least he was better than the biddy he was running against.
Right, the Iraq war veteran down in the southern.
And I thought that was a big chance to, expose, they found 4,000 votes in the last 16 seconds, and of course nothing happened there. But,
well, I honestly believe what is necessary right now is for the average American to develop a lot of courage. We're not a brave people. We've become a flabby, I'm talking about spiritually flabby, soft in terms of courage, and we need to get over that. We need to develop some courage. Our country is being destroyed by a bunch of right-wing thugs who claim to be Republicans, and I think America has got to get tough. Individual people have got to all of a sudden develop some real strength and say no. This is not going to happen. Too many people have died to preserve this. This republic is 230 years old. I'm not going to see a bunch of half-assed Republicans out of Texas and Alabama and wherever they come from destroy this country. And
Mike,
I
got the answer.
What is it?
We form a political action committee for Brother Sky. And we run him.
I guess I'm more serious about this than you are. Anyway, Jim, I got to leave it there. Thanks, pal. I'm glad. I hope your trip from North Carolina was a good one. Take care.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right. Good talking to you, too. Click. We're just about out of time. No, I mean that. We are not... We've gotten politically flabby, and we turn the other way. And when we turn the other way, these thieves in the night, these Republicans, these religious freaks, these right-wingers have come into our house and stolen the furniture and slashed all the paintings and ripped the curtains down. And it's time to take a stand and say, no. Bring your ass back here. Give me my stuff back. And then just beat the living hell out of them. However you want to interpret that, metaphorically, literally, politically, it's your choice. That's what we got to do. I swear to God, that's what we got to do. And I don't believe in God, so just do it. All right. Thanks for participating in the program tonight. However you did that, I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back. Okay. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. 2 weeks ago, Florida Governor Jeb Bush's son was arrested on charges of public intoxication. Not cool, but most folks would say it's not a giant deal either. With those people for relatives, who can blame him for wanting a drink? It's not even an issue that Jeb's family spokesperson is saying it's, quote, a personal family matter which they are dealing with privately, unquote. But what? Could this retreat into privacy be coming from the same prying politician who wouldn't leave poor brain-dead Terri Schiavo and her husband alone? Whose brother called Congress back into session to meddle with Schiavo's own family matter? Whose political party sticks their moralistic noses into our bedrooms, health choices, family matters, and imposes its hypocritical judgments on the rest of us? Not even the Bushes want to live in the world they're creating, and that's the real crime here. Not Jeb's son getting toasted. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in